Joyce, I'm guessing that there are people who don't consider the Gershwin Piano Concerto in F major to be on par with concertos by the likes of Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Mozart, Rachmaninoff, and others. What do you say to them?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful piece, full of surprises, and most importantly, I think it really takes us places. I think if you never heard it before, you'll know the first when you first heard the Gershwin in F. I think it has fantastic moments, and I just can't wait to play it every time.
What would you say you enjoy most about playing this concerto?
I think really it is about the melodies that are interwoven so smartly that he puts them in such crucial moments that you really do go on a journey following these melodies. But it's really about, I think, the colors of different instruments that he implements in this piece. I think the trombones, the trumpets, the woodwind section, they're all beautifully colored. And I play many, many different roles when I'm sort of playing chamber music with them. And I think it's this how he so cleverly uses each instrument to make each moment shine that makes it just a gem.
Joyce, you're in your early 30s now, and you've been playing for about 30 years. You started when you were four. Tell us how you got into piano playing in the first place.
I think I really owe it to my aunt, who was my first piano teacher. She was my first piano teacher, and I was her first student. So there's a very strong bond there. And she really turned piano into, like, the best toy a little kid could ask for. And I just couldn't get away from it. I was obsessed with this object from the moment she introduced it to me. And we played so many games around it. And if I ate all my vegetables, or if I cleaned my room, if I did something good, I got to play on the piano. So it was always something really positive in my mind. And most importantly, I think this was a little bit manipulative, but my piano had a little lock on it, so she would lock it sometimes if I hadn't been a good kid, and I had no access to it, and I was very frustrated, and when she started to forget to lock the piano, you know, I would just curl up onto the piano and try to figure out different pieces and find out ways to impress her next time I get to play for her. So it was a big positive influence growing up, and it was many years later that I really fell in love with music, and I learned what the piano could represent in order to express feelings, to connect people, and make extraordinary music that moves people.